Home with Lucy Milazzo.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire. Cambridge 105 Radio. That's the wonderful Doobie Brothers with Listen to the Music. You are listening to Cambridge 105 Radio. Lucy Milazzo here with you at home this evening. It's very grey out there. Wet, actually. It's been very, very wet up and down the country, so a little bit lucky on that side. We like to focus on the positives on this show. We do like to also keep things a little bit peaceful, soulful and mindful. And with that, I am welcoming my guest to the show. Gemma is back. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. We were just saying, thank you for coming along. We were just saying the last time we chatted was back in May.
It was.
So proper spring, summertime vibes.
Yes. And I remember it being really warm in here when I was here last time and the sun was shining. Quite a contrast.
Quite the contrast. We are plunged into darkness now with the sort of mood lighting that we like to set here. So when we initially spoke back in May, you introduced us to what it is that you do. Mm-hmm. And if you just want to give us a little reminder of what it is that you do.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a personal and a career coach. So I work with people one-to-one and in groups around... Often people come to coaching because they want to create a change, whether that be in their mindset or a career change, with their well-being, or even just building confidence, that type of thing. So it's a whole range of things. But often what people get in coaching is that pause and that ability to reflect. Mm. And so it's one of the tools that I often introduce to people is what we're going to talk about today, which is a bit of journaling.
Lovely. And we were saying that we thought that this would be a great time to get you back into the studio because it is sort of, and I think maybe you feel it a lot more in Cambridge, but and a lot of us do feel this way about September. It is the sort of like mini reset. It's like the mini new year, you know, term, we're going back to school kind of energy. And with that, I was wondering, like, do you have a lot of people who come to you thinking along those lines and think, oh, this is almost my last chance to get some good habits in place or to achieve the goals that I set myself at the start of the year, and then the year is nearly over and, you know, it's a good time to kind of like try and get something done?
Yes. And I have lots of conversations about this as well. So it's like that the summer's ended and we start thinking back to school. It just kind of brings up things around, you know, when we used to buy our shiny new pencil cases and new
my
shoes.
Favourite time.
Yeah, and all of that. And even though for me that was like 30 years ago, I still have that pattern. And I think I do have an increase in inquiries around this time because I think
interesting.
I think it's close enough. It's kind of summer's over. And for a lot of people, it's a really busy time with kids and looking forward to holidays. And then you're coming back to work and it's a bit like after Christmas, where lots that you've had been looking forward to is kind of passed. And for the September time, the end of the year is quickly coming now. We can see it. Mm. And I think that's when people think there's still a chance to make a change or do something or reset this year. So it's sort of, it gives them the opportunity to just reflect on things, I think.
I like that. What kind of things, when they do come to you, and particularly because of the time of the year, what are they sort of like, what are your clients kind of, what are they worrying about? What are they seeing as a possible almost missed object or opportunity?
At the moment, I'm seeing lots of people who feel unsatisfied in their work or their business. Mm. So it's like they've had the summer and that's all great and now they're back to work and the reality is that actually this is still miserable or something's not quite right or I want more from my job or my business. And so that's a big pull.
Yeah.
A lot of inquiries at the moment around that. I think there's something around getting my well-being, self-care, prioritising myself, trying to work on mindset so that I am in a better place where I can set boundaries, where I can start to say no, where I'm more confident to prioritise myself. And I think especially women really struggle with that. And so this time of year seems to be that point where they're going, right, I'm gonna do that again.
I love that. Mm. I think that's so, it's so important to like think about yourself. I mean, I understand, you know, people on a career path, they might be thinking, oh, this isn't quite where I want to be. I really feel like just take a step back, actually. It's much more about you. Like, yes. Where are you at? Are you okay? And yeah. Just checking in with how you are. And I keep hearing everybody talking about mindset, from professional sports people to podcasters, you know, all over Instagram as well. Mindset is the key buzzword.
Yeah. And I really like what you said there around, yes, we can talk about your career, but actually it's about the whole person in this. And so even when I am coaching somebody around their career or unhappiness, we don't really tend to start, okay, well, what do you like about your job?
Yeah.
We're looking at, okay, where are you, what, even like what season are you in your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's important to you? What are your values as a whole? Because that's really the way into then, well, how can we satisfy the work itch that you want to scratch?
Absolutely.
But I think mindset is everything, really. Mm. How you look at something, how you perceive something is how you're going to experience it.
Yeah.
And so if you can work on understanding your own mindset and understanding the power that you can have over your mindset, you have more control over then how you experience your life.
And then, and to sort of begin that journey, is that where you say, start to keep a little bit of a journal, and with a prompt, you then write out your entries, right? And is it then reflecting on what you've written that you start to discover what is the most important thing to you, what you value the most, and there is where you start to figure out what your mindset is. Is that sort of how it all connects together?
I guess it's not so formulaic like that.
See, I'm being too logical.
I mean, lots of people want that. Like, how do I journal? What's the process that I need to go through to make this work, to do this right? But there is no right or wrong. So I really encourage people to just start just writing down what's on your mind. How are you feeling? And for some people, if you've not journaled before, that might just be like a diary entry of what's happened in that day. And that's great. But over time, you might notice that shifts into noticing any patterns or themes that are coming up for you. What's irritating you? What are you noticing about? What triggers you? So you don't have to necessarily reflect back over your writing for it to be of value.
Right.
You can simply write whatever's coming up for you, or, you know, your response to a journaling prompt, and that might be enough to notice something, to shift something, to let go of something, just by getting it out on the page.
Right.
But actually, if you do reflect back over your writing with the intention of growth, learning, development, you might start to notice those patterns, those themes, those lessons that you then want to create a change with.
Beautiful. Well, I love all of this. We were also saying, autumn equinox, you posted a lovely post on Instagram a couple of days ago, sort of, and it was about like embracing nature where we are at the moment. We've left summer, which is very chaotic vibes. Forget the timetable, forget the schedule. Let's just go out and have a Negroni or something. And so now we're all sort of like slowing down a bit. It's darker out there. We want to just, it's more internal, isn't it, autumn?
Yeah.
And just tell us, for the listeners out there who didn't see your post, just kind of like talk us through a little bit what you were talking about with that.
Well, it came to me because I came back from Portugal last week.
There you go. So see, end was, of summer.
Yeah, it was the height of, you know, summer. It was all vibrant and lovely. And then I returned back to England and it was a bit of a shock to the system. It was quite jarring to go from one season to another. And I feel that we can learn a lot from nature. How nature is just constantly evolving and changing, and it's never wrong. You know, even winter and the leaves falling off the trees, they're in preparation for spring. And so that's where that post sort of kind of came from in me. And it's the spring equinox yesterday, so where Autumn. Where the amount of light equals the same amount of darkness. Yes. So I was kind of thinking about that and balance and what we can really learn from as we say goodbye to summer. How do we prepare ourselves for the next season, for that transition? Because as for me, it was quite jarring. Mm. I think we don't often think about it, preparing for autumn. We just like carry on next day.
That's so true.
And I could have just sat in a sulk and kind of stomped my feet a bit.
Yeah.
But actually journaling to some lovely journaling prompts that were related to nature and the equinox helped me really look back on summer and think about what I'd learned and some of the experiences, and then set some intentions for how I might want to move forward into autumn. And then it became not so painful. It just became much lighter and more intentional.
Yeah, something almost, you know, it's to look forward to. It's it's not the end. You know, people who say to me, oh, I can't wait for the summer, I live for the summer, I just think, oh, you're really missing out because there's 9 other months here.
Yes.
You should be valuing those just as much. They're a bit different, but that doesn't make them bad. So with that, let's ask you now, some of those, you've inspired us to do a little bit of journaling this evening. Nothing too difficult, just a couple of lines here and there, or a couple of paragraphs. You might really enjoy it. You might really get into it. Embracing autumn equinox vibes, can you share some of those prompts with us that we might want to help us get started with this evening?
Mm, oh, yeah. So finding a cozy corner.
Yes, light a little candle. Oh, lovely.
So if you were thinking about journaling to some prompts, so the ones that I put on my post yesterday were, what am I ready to let go of as the days grow shorter and the seasons change?
Okay, what am I... So listing a couple of bullet points. Mm. What am I okay with saying goodbye to? Actually, I've had enough Negronis.
Yes.
Is that the kind of thing?
Yeah. I want to, I don't know, let go of evening walks. I want to let go of something in my mindset, mate. Maybe it's that mindset around hanging on to summer. I want to let go of summer and embrace autumn for its colours and its beauty.
Totally. Absolutely. A couple more for us.
So what lessons have I learnt over the summer that I can carry with me into autumn?
That's a good one. So that really does make you think what you may have achieved, done in the summer, and you're not forgetting about it. You're bringing it in with you to autumn.
Yeah.
And expanding on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's, I mean, lots has happened, hasn't it, over summer? And if we don't think about it, sometimes that passes us by, we forget about it. And there's a American philosopher, actually, who says, we don't learn from experience, we learn from reflecting on experience.
Oh, that's deep. That's
but
deep.
But it's so true. I think we can experience something, but until we pause and look back on it, there's so much more richness that we can glean from that.
I'm having such a happy time at the moment. Just listen.
Have you got your notebook?
I'm going to put this down in my gratitude journal this evening. Chatting with Gemma. One more before you go.
What's one habit or practice I can cultivate to nurture myself during the colder months?
Right.
So there, we're starting to think about maybe something new that you want to start or that you want to start up again that's going to maybe support your well-being in the colder months. Because I think sometimes we think, oh, cold, dark, wet, oh, how miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, is there something that you can do now that you couldn't have done in summer? So whether that's, you know, I don't know, lighting a fire every evening or going for a walk a
getting
little bit earlier while it's still light, wrapping up, having a hot chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Sometimes I'm like, I used to be the person who's like, I'm not going out there for a walk, it's freezing. Now I'm like, hello, buy yourself a beautiful, cozy coat.
Yes.
Not to be materialistic about it, but feel cozy. Mm. Don't go out feeling cold. That's a terrible idea.
Mm.
You know, go out and enjoy that kind of like fresh coldness.
Yeah, it makes you feel alive, I think, being with the elements. You know, on the way here, I was getting blown around by the wind a little bit. But it's so nice to experience that really fully. Another one that I like to do in at this time is to I have so many books that I buy and sit on my shelf.
Yeah.
So I like to just kind of identify which ones I'm going to read in, on cozy evenings or cozy weekends while it's raining outside. So I kind of pull that little pile to the front, and then that's quite motivating.
I love that. Mm. That is fabulous. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Sadly, our time is up. I'm assuming that you are someone who does enjoy each of the seasons. You don't fear them. Do you have any sort of like rituals that you like to do at autumn, self-care kind of things? Well, perhaps we've already touched upon
them,
actually.
Maybe touched on a little bit. Yeah, I do love each of the seasons. But as I said to you earlier, I do grieve each of the seasons as well. So I'm sad about summer going. But I really look forward to, yeah, getting wrapped up, going for those walks, buying a coffee and carrying that around with you, just reading by the fire. I'm very simple, really. Simple pleasures.
I'm going to say Gilmore Girls. Yeah. Are you a Gilmore Girls girl? I knew it. I had a feeling you might be a Gilmore Girls fan.
This is when you can start watching Gilmore Girls.
Exactly. Is there anything better in life? Well, there's plenty of things. But I think that's the thing. When you kind of like to think like this, it's the positives are very easily to come by.
Yeah, and they're usually
and they're
really
small.
Simple.
They're very small and simple. They're not mind global change ideas.
No,
it's just little glimmers of joy that you can bring. The more you bring, the more joyous it all is.
The more that you practice gratitude, the more you have to be grateful for. And similar with what we're saying here. And I think journaling is one of those small little practices as well that can really support your well-being. And it doesn't have to be sitting down for an hour a day. It can be a couple of minutes. It can be one sentence or one word. It's just that pause and reflection.
Yeah, while you're sipping your pumpkin spiced latte.
Yes. In your new jumper.